way from York Street Recording Studios, a very, very warm home welcome to Pacifier, or Pacifier! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
It's great to be back.
Oh, this is like a, I'll tell you what, York Street Recording Studios is like a kind of Shehard Pacifier Museum. Like, you've got all those pictures here. Is it cool to come back here and see them all? Like, there's Phil's dreadlock phase and...
Yeah, some of us look better, I reckon.
No, you don't.
than we did back then, and some of us look worse.
I love the way they put you in a cave, John. They put you in that dark cave down there.
This is not a dark cave. This is a... this is a mountainous...
Oh, I see. Oh, you're
a mountainous landscape.
I play, gentlemen. Will you play for us? Will you play?
Yeah, let's play Comfort Me. Come on, guys. Let's do it. Woo!
You guys are on fire. That's the first song that we got to hear from your new stuff, and the first single from the album that went number one. I'd like to congratulate you, number one debuting in New Zealand. And
thank you very much.
And in the top
ten
in Australia.
Yes.
Is it the first song of your new stuff that the Australians heard?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, okay, first single there, because it's different in America, right? You've got Bulletproof as your first single, right?
Yeah, that's the first cab off the ranks.
Are you going to play that one today?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm just checking.
We're here for you on that one.
Thank you so much. Now, we've got in the studio here, we've got this jam-packed. It's full as it's ever been here in the little control booth. When I say little, it's kind of big to fit everybody in. And in front of us, there's a Neve desk, one that, interestingly enough, Tom helped drag into this place.
Yeah,
there's a lot of history here.
Of us. I think Carl was also on another corner of the desk.
Yeah, no, I do remember that.
Yeah. It's a very, very big 70s Neve desk.
I wasn't. I had a sore throat. I couldn't lift that day.
You were reclining in your singer's jacuzzi.
Yeah. John, whenever you speak, could you talk more like God? Because you're just like that.
James,
that's it.
You've been a very bad boy.
Yeah. Welcome to everybody here.
Can you shut up and let us play some heavy metal, dude?
Yeah, go on, man. That's a great...
What are we playing?
I've never heard such a
song.
That's the best thing anyone's ever said to me in these conversations, actually. You both will go ahead.
God commands us to play nothing.
Hey, feel free to guitar sacrifice as well, if you like. Live at York Street Recording Studios, Auckland, New Zealand, Pacifier. That was wicked. That's called Nothing from Pacifier, Pacifier.
That's right, James.
Yeah, Nothing. Yeah, it's a choice song, that one.
Are you the offsider, Carl?
Yeah,
you're God's offsider,
yeah.
Like Peter.
God?
I just... Yeah.
God.
Guess what Phil's doing?
Can I have another lump of sugar, God?
Hey, like when this goes to air, it'll be if we can imagine the 13th of November.
We're the tour, live. The New Zealand tour was great.
Yeah, but no. You've also got you've got the embassy in Invercargill tomorrow night, which is not physically tomorrow night, but by the time this goes to air, comparing that to say CBGBs, not physically venue wise, but song list wise, Do you guys, like, play a different set at a place like CBGB's in New York? Different songs?
It's just shorter.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we have a smaller set, so...
Song, new song, old song ratios are about the same?
Because
they wouldn't have heard a whole lot of your old stuff that we know and love, you know what I mean? So...
We actually finished... Well, I commanded Pacifier to finish with My Mind Sedate because it's a personal favourite of mine.
Yes,
they all are.
And basically, it's really funny, we played that song last in front of Antonio L.A. Reid, who's, you know, the man behind Whitney Houston and Pink and stuff like that. And
Stink.
And they've basically changed the track listing so that they're going to put My Mind Sedate on the Pacifier record. So that just shows you, hey?
Wow, really? Is that right? On the strength of his opinion?
Well, he is God.
Yes, exactly.
God,
right.
I think that we did play it really well. And
I'm sure
it's
you
like, it's like when they said, like, we really like that last song you played, My Mind Sedate. That was great. And we can we put that on the album? And we were like, yeah.
Please do.
Oh, cool.
Right ahead.
Yay. So does that mean there's going to be another album then coming out, like, I can't work out what happens. Is that like...
No, the Pacifier album's about to get released on February the 2nd, I think, in America.
Oh, I see.
The first single, which is the next song we're going to play, which is pretty handy.
I see. So it's not the one that we know and love at the moment. It's a different one altogether.
No, in fact, the track listing's different and everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Okay.
In fact, we went into a studio and we did a whole new album just in America.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for backtracking for my benefit. And thick old James can shut up now. And, hey, can you play some more rock and roll, maybe?
We're actually going to play the Bulletproof song.
Yay, wicked, wicked.
We all like that one.
Yeah.
And
it goes a little bit like, this...
Say
Pacifier, Bulletproof, live at York Street.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
That I've been after.
Oh, fuck, mate, my riffing hand's fucking gone, though. I used to be able to play that whole fucking song.
Oh, end of passion play!
What did you think?
Rumbling away!
Dave, what did you think?
Huh? Are you talking to me? I can't hear anything now.
No. At least that was interesting drumming.
Mm. Yeah, what did God think?
It was incredible.
It was fucking incredible.
Hey, yeah, bloody good. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Topper, mate.
We're going to play okay, I'll just give you a clue. We're playing a song called Just a Shadow next, so that's the one you're going to...
Okay, yeah. But there was one other thing I was... Oh, here it is. Yes, this is right. This is the legendary Wagga Wagga gig. This might have been a little while ago, but everyone's talking about the legendary Wagga Wagga gig, where everyone was sitting down at the tables.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
And does anyone recollect that one or not? Is it not worth even going there?
No, pretty clearly.
Yeah.
There's been other more memorable gigs, I think. Yeah.
Right. It's a Wagga Wagga in Australia where people knocked over beers, of standing on tables knocking over beers.
Well, I just hate it when people pay money to come to see a show and then they sit in the corner and they can't, you know. I can't even see it. I just find it rude.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very, very funny passage that someone wrote on the website regarding the Wagga Wagga gig.
It was like John decided to like take it to the tables, and he jumped on a few people's tables and kicked their beers over, which meant there was like some, you know, kind of like 500-pound lunk at the end of the show going, "Your lead singer owes me a beer, mate."
Yeah. Hey, more music then, eh?
Yeah. Was that a great idea? I was glad to have that lunk's money.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him.
It's all paper, mate.
Here's a song called Just a Shadow on the James Coleman fucking rock show, whatever it's fucking called.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pacifier.
Somebody else, come apart, the next regeneration. Come apart, forget yourself. When they set up, fuck yeah. When they light up, fuck yeah. Spend them time trying to get through alive. I can't seem to touch. There's something inside you when nobody goes in. There's something about you that I hanging from the ceiling with all the people wishing I was somewhere else. Looking good, don't know what I'm feeling. Looking good inside myself. When they set up, fuck yeah. When they light up, fuck yeah. Spending my time trying to get through a lot. I can't seem to touch. There's something inside you when nobody goes in. Sun is still shining.
Yeah, Pacifier at York Street, just a shadow. Hey, how many albums have you guys recorded here?
The first three.
First three.
And that's for all the posters. It's like a shrine here to you guys, actually. Yeah.
We were the first band in here ever.
Yeah, too. Churn was the first album recorded.
So they thought, what do we need? You guys said, I want a need this.
The album was mixed into that, too.
What?
Those corporate cocksuckers.
Hey,
what's that? Sorry. They were really cool.
No, they got...
No, they were really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, my photograph's on your website, and I'd like to thank you for that as well. Remember that one? That
incident? Oh, yes.
Oh, your lighting.
The lighting Johnny's fart.
Yeah, well, the way you've described it on the website is helping John bring on the fire.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, James. You did well. You're doing
I'm
well.
Available for any of that sort of carry-on after this, actually. Yeah.
You are a champion, James.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, okay.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah, I don't care, mate. I live for rock and roll.
Do you want Thin White Line there, James?
James,
please play Thin White Line.
General Electric song?
Yes, please. That'd be wonderful. Thank you very much.
Since that was an album we didn't record in the studio, let's hear what it sounds like when it's recorded in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember how it goes?
Playing live a song from the General Electric album. Hey, I was interested to see on your website the t-shirt you can get. You can get a She-Ha t-shirt, eh? Still.
Yeah, mate.
Like, you've got the whole, like, John doing the full foot forward thing with the guitar, like the pacifier thing, but it's got She-Ha written next to it.
Yeah, man.
Do you sell many of those still?
Yeah, I think people want them now more than ever. But we tried to sell them to Friends or Rom because they were going to change their name to She-Ha.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They couldn't afford to buy them off us.
All the chicks ones have sold out, I see.
Yeah, no, the chicks dig it, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
They love it.
Yeah.
Where's John go?
I don't know. Toilet?
There's no toilet out the back there.
No, he's turning off his electric guitar amplification unit.
Oh, righto. Well, look, this is the James Common fucking rock show, whatever it's fucking called. And
I like that name for it.
Yeah.
Can you put that on a sticker?
It's a pretty good name for a show, actually.
Why don't you paint that on your HSV there, James?
It's pretty straight up.
HSV.
Your James Coleman fucking rock show.
What is it with Australians saying HSV?
Mm. I know.
What is it?
It's weird, isn't it?
Why don't they just say H?
Yeah.
You don't say 1 hour.
No.
You say 1 hour.
What about Americans saying herb instead of herb?
Oh, that's irritating.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Oh, put some herbs and spices into it.
It's like, shut up, it's got an H.
And it's coriander, not fucking cilantro, god damn it.
Oh, cilantro, yeah.
And just to sprinkle a light serving of cilantro.
It's such a beautiful herb. There's a fucking H at the front of it. Why can't they see it?
And coriander's spelt completely differently from
cilantro.
Hey, dude.
Yo.
Not James Coleman.
Right.
But the guy making us sound...
Clint.
Or that's Clint Murphy.
If you believe his shirt, it's Kurt.
No, Chad.
Can you just turn the acoustic guitar up a little tiny tap? That's cool.
If you've just joined us, this is Pacifier live and acoustic at York Street on the Coleman Sessions. Oh, no, it's not the Coleman Sessions, it's the James Coleman fucking rock show or whatever it's fucking called, which is excellent.
I think it's that one. Yeah. The song's called Run. We're not going to play it because it's just me,
yeah.
Johnny, and Johnny's going to play it with an acoustic guitar.
Hey, mate, so cool to have you back in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's really
so
fun to be here.
Wicked, man.
Honestly, we just played in Tauranga and like it was about 1,000 people and we played with Blind Spot and Slim and Slim who are playing absolutely fantastically.
Yeah.
And deserve to be way huger than they are.
And then this weekend, which is not actually this weekend, but this weekend once this goes to air, it's in you're in Christchurch at the Ballroom, Canterbury University Ballroom.
Yeah, all the
Jet Set Lounge 17th and the Canterbury University Ballroom on the 16th.
Yeah, it's all the South Islandy stuff.
Yeah.
And Invercargill at the embassy, which will be cool. Get some oysters. Anyway, the song's called Run. Hey, thanks for having us, James.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Oh,
And so you run. Watch you holding on, holding on to run. Life is going on all around you. Run. Watch you hold. Life is good.